Successful morning, or are these from yesterday?
No, morning.
Oh, okay.
Hunters are bringing their deer into a check station. Department of Natural Resources staff determine the age of the deer by looking at their teeth. If it's an adult deer, a technician saws the head off so brain tissue and lymph nodes can be tested for chronic wasting disease. Chronic wasting disease, or CWD, affects white-tailed deer, mule deer, and elk. It's always fatal. So far, there's no evidence that CWD can hurt people or livestock. For now, most wildlife managers are just worried about the health of the deer herds. Western states, such as Colorado and Wyoming, have been dealing with CWD for decades. Wisconsin found the disease in wild deer in early 2002. Illinois found the disease later the same year. So far, it hasn't shown up in wild deer in neighboring states, such as Indiana, Michigan, or Minnesota. Wisconsin has a lot of deer crowded into a relatively small space, and that worries state officials. Tammy Ryan is a wildlife supervisor with the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources.
Some of the genetic research that's been done to date on Wisconsin deer, they are not resistant to CWD. It is going to be, could be, severely detrimental to the herd, which is why we feel so strongly about trying to contain the disease where it exists and prevent it from spreading.
Wisconsin's attempting what state officials call aggressive herd reduction. At first, the state wanted to kill all the deer in the heart of the disease eradication zone. Now, the state wants to kill 5 of every 6 deer in those zones. That means reducing the deer to fewer than 5 per square mile. The Department of Natural Resources is trying to do this by making hunting seasons longer and handing out more permits. In the disease eradication zones, people can hunt on private land all fall and all winter, September to March. Many hunters say they like the opportunity to take a few extra deer. Mike Snodgrass hunts regularly in one of the areas where the state's trying to reduce the herd.
From just being out and observing the deer, there's huge numbers of deer out in the woods. And I'll do my part. I enjoy the venison, so I'll take a couple of does out of it, no problem.
The Department of Natural Resources says hunter participation is crucial for controlling chronic wasting disease. That's because the state doesn't have nearly enough wardens to kill all those deer. State officials worried at first that CWD would turn hunters off from the sport. But from some recent surveys, it's been clear that most hunters say they understand the problem, and they still want to hunt where they've hunted every year, whether or not there are sick animals in those areas. The state's also reaching out to private landowners. Most of the land in the disease zones is privately owned. The state's encouraging landowners to open up their land to more hunters. Mike Albert is a landowner who hunts. He owns 275 acres near where the first 3 infected wild deer were found. Albert says he's hesitant to open up his land to strangers, but he does let friends and family hunt on his land. He says something has to be done about chronic wasting disease, but he says he's afraid the state's going too far.
It's not that I don't feel a responsibility to help. As an ethical hunter, when you're asked to just blatantly shoot every deer that you see, no matter how, it's hard to overcome that. And so they're asking us to totally devastate our herd, ruin our tradition, and do all this stuff before we know for sure whether it's the right thing to do.
Albert says more of the effort should be focused on understanding the disease before acting. Researchers are still asking many questions about the disease itself. It's still not known exactly how the disease is transmitted. Beth Williams is a veterinarian at the University of Wyoming. She's also a leading expert on CWD. Williams says there aren't any proven methods for stopping CWD. She says killing off much of the deer herd is controversial, but the state's options are limited.
I think it was a good idea of Wisconsin to see whether or not taking fairly radical steps like they have to do their herd reduction, whether or not that might stop CWD. The alternative is, based on everything that we know, is if you don't try and do something, that the disease is then going to spread.
William says it'll be years before anyone can tell whether reducing the deer herds will help. But many people agree chronic wasting disease needs to be stopped as soon as possible, before it spreads to deer herds in neighboring states. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Rebecca Williams.